What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Shallow End Podcast. It's been almost a year since we haven't done it. Jesus Christ, boy. I've got to say, I actually got bored. So about this quarantine at LiveBT_27, what do you think? What do you think about this stupid crap we're dealing right now?
Bro, I was so hyped for quarantine until they
week three they announced that we don't go back to school like a mark on.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna lie. At first, I thought it was pretty funny, and then
got serious. Like it went down. Like
I didn't
seconds.
Like really think about it, like what was happening in the world. But I thought like it was pretty funny that they were holding us from school. But then, like, after some time, I was like, damn.
This is boring as fuck.
Yeah, this is boring, and it's really unfortunate for a lot of people.
Yeah, some people, like, miss their friends and shit. We miss the boys.
Yeah.
And, like, it's actually getting kind of boring in this quarantine. Like, people making jokes and stuff about it.
And then we go back May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Hey, Star Wars. Yeah. But it depends if we are gonna go back.
Yeah.
Because they might cancel again. They might cancel the whole school year for that.
Yeah. If they do, well, then I'm going to be pissed.
I'm actually going to be pissed because imagine that. Like, we have to be homeschooling. Like, it feels like we're homeschooling each other. Like, they're making us be homeschooled.
Yeah.
During
I had something that I was going to do, but if it cancels, like, if the rest of the school year cancels, then I have to cancel that. So, I was really fucking psyched.
What is it?
It's kind of
personal. Okay.
Well, I guess it's not really that personal.
I mean,
but okay.
It depends on what you're thinking about it. Like,
yeah.
Thinking
yeah.
About
it's not really personal. But I was thinking of switching schools, and then if it gets canceled, like there's no way I'm gonna switch schools because I haven't talked to a lot of my friends, and I gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
again.
The worst part is. Some of my friends don't we can't hang out with them because they're like they're strict and shit.
Yeah, they're strict.
That means we gotta like do it like a video call and stuff. But some of us don't do it sometimes.
You know whose parents aren't strict? Phineas and Ferb's. This is an ad for Phineas and Ferb. He's fucking. We're on Disney Plus, so we just literally.
We're just browsing. Oh look, Mars needs moms. You seen the show? You seen the movie?
Oh yeah, it's kind of depressing.
The movie go hard.
That was depressing.
Anyway, I just don't know. it's been a year since we have done one. So it's been a year since we've done a podcast, and we need to review what happened during our year in our lives.
Okay, getting personal up in this bitch.
Yeah. All right. Ally, you got a girlfriend? So did I.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Big boy, you're having a sad boy hours, but
I'm
gonna
ask you guys this, right? Text me.
Here we go again.
Get a paper and pencil. Okay.
Or something.
At LIV3_27. Okay? Text me this. I really want to know. Okay. So, I was texting this girl, right? And how I was talking before, I wanted to go to Springs. I wanted to go to Springs. But, like, then I started to, like, not want to because I don't want to leave my friends. So, I was like, hey, you should come over to Parks. And then she was like, no, you should come over to Springs. And then we just, like, kept on going back and forth. So, we literally, basically argued every single time we talked. So that's already not good for
me. You know what's weird for me? The school sent me a letter that I should switch to Springs. Because this neighborhood, they said this neighborhood's going to be Springs property. And I'm like, this is weird because I never yeah. I guess I don't want to be transferred.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend says she might go to the Springs, and I don't like that. I don't want her to go to the Springs. Like, you want her to stay with me.
Yeah.
But if it happens, then it's just gonna be like, kind of like a long distance relationship, I guess you can say. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't. I don't want to deal with that. I don't. that's up to you, but me personally, I don't want to deal with a long distance relationship. It sucks in every single way. So we just like kept on arguing every single time we talked. And recently, I was texting her, and then we argued, and then at the end, we were like, "Oh shit, I'm getting a text."
Ignore it.
We were talking, and at the end, we said we'd be on a break.
Oh god. Oh.
Like you know the episode from Friends? Like that type of break. What is a break, bro? Like, am I supposed to? Hold on. I'm literally about to get on Netflix and search up that episode where they go on a break. Because I honestly don't know what a break is. Please tell me what it is. I don't know what to do.
What show?
Friends. They out.
On break? Like.
Like, they're taking, like how they, like Ross they're and Rachel were on a break. Like, that's how we.
Oh, know. Like they're taking their time relaxing and shit. Like, they're taking.
I mean, I guess.
But yeah, I think actually yeah, I think that's what a break means. Why the hell are you laughing? Well, audience at home, if you understand why he's laughing at a stupid Snapchat text from a girl.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
Just kidding. It's April.
Speaking Fool's of this girl, right?
Ah, fuck.
Bro, she is. Something different. I don't know what it is with me. I may be.
Are you trying to vibe in? What?
I'm trying to vibe. Okay, wait, how about this, right? To make it like non personal but still personal, we can't say any names. Okay. This girl, really, bro. Really, I really want to vibe with her.
But
I'm still kind of in a relationship. And she just got out of one.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she did.
Dude, you even text me this shit? Dude, what the fuck? You gotta tell me the good stuff, dude.
Okay. So she woke up.
When you tell me the good stuff, I open the champagne. No.
She woke up and she broke up. And he broke up with her. So she was like posting it on her story. And I was like, dang, like that's kind of fucked up. Whatever.
Is that kind of the game shit?
Yeah, but like, So, I'm in this relationship. I wouldn't say that, like, I still like her. But I still like her.
Like, so you like your girlfriend. But you like the other girl, too.
I guess you could say. I don't know. There's just like, you just something.
Or you just have that weird feeling, like, oh, you like this person, but.
There it's like a weird feeling that
you're not having the same feeling you ever had. But this girl, the other girl, you're like, you actually have the. A more feeling that you had before.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
That makes sense. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm attracted to this girl. Well, I'm dating this girl, but like, it's just like, I'm not trying.
How did you two started dating?
Me and my girlfriend?
Yeah.
When we started dating?
Yes.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Dude, I started like last month on February 19th.
By the way,
this month, on the 19th, it's going to be our 1 month anniversary. So.
It was the weirdest story, bro. Okay, so I was so bored, and I wanted to skate to Walmart. So I did. I fucking skated to Walmart.
You weird.
And I literally, I don't know if it was like fate or whatever, but I literally got there, and I've never been out of breath out of skating. Like, in my life, bro.
You know.
And that day, specifically, I was out of breath. Like, I literally just like sat outside on the bench for like 30 minutes. And then walked in. And then, when I walked in, then she walked in. And I was like, oh, she's kind of cute, but she's with her family. Like, whatever. And then she went off to go see some clothes. And I went up to her ass for a Snapchat.
Shit.
Who says they know his history? Because, you know, I low-key be
hating. I mean, for me, I go with my ex-girlfriend. My personal shit. Like, I made a mistake for what I've done. This motherfucker took his fuck. But all I know is that my friend knows about what happened with my breakup, and I know I messed up pretty bad.
Oh, your breakup was horrible, bro.
I don't want to say it, though. Fine. Okay, I broke up with her on New Year's, okay?
It was on New Year's!
I wasn't feeling it, okay? That was the day I didn't... No, during that week, I wasn't feeling like having this thing... that my girlfriend told, that my ex-girlfriend told me. And I was okay with it at first, but I wasn't, like, during our Christmas break, I was having that feeling that I wasn't, like, having that, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling that, so I had to break it up, but I didn't have to do it. I meant to do it, like, 2 days before it, but not on New Year's.
Yeah, bro, you...
I think I should get the award of being an asshole.
Yeah, no, you should have at least saved it for another day. I get it if, like, it was annoying you, because that low-key would have annoyed me, too.
It annoyed me for almost a fucking month.
But, like, hold on. What was your opinion when this girl was feeling the same?
It's kind of... It actually scared me. Like, she's been friends with her for almost, like, a fucking... Since the beginning of high school. We still annoying each other. And then right when I broke up with her, she threatened to kill me, pretty much.
Yeah, they're really close friends.
So, yeah, but when I just remember, I was like, fuck me, dude. But then I met this other girl. Apparently, I actually liked her since the beginning of school year.
Wait, what other girl?
My new girlfriend.
Oh.
So, pretty much, I see her in the hall. This is, like, first semester. Mm. I liked her a lot, but I liked my ex-girlfriend a lot. I tried to get that feeling over her, but when I was dating my ex, I still had the other feeling for her, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel with the current situation with me.
And I had to break it off, and then I was like, right when I was, like, dealing with a breakup, I was, like, processing, like, what do I do now? Like, do I just wait, or what? Like, be honest with you, first semester, the girl that I'm dating right now, never met her until after health class, she goes to choir. And I see her every time. I smile at her, and she looks at me in the eyes, and I do the same thing. And we have each other at lunch. We do the exact same thing. And yeah. And now some of my friends know her, and I was like, yo, okay, so can't fucking slide in and, you know, just do something. I said, yeah, and I did. After that, we started dating, pretty much.
Yeah, your girlfriend's cool. I'm not gonna lie. And, like,
Apparently, she had a crush on me in first semester.
Seriously?
Yeah, because I pulled a 1985. Just stare. You look at, you like girl. Stare at her. Smile. Make a cute face. That's it. Bada bing, bada boom. And dude, that shit worked. She actually liked me because I was smiling at her. Dude, right. That shit worked.
But yeah. Anyway, so what's it called? Yeah, it's kind of. Oh yeah, your girlfriend's cool. Like, yeah. I saw her. She was cool. Yeah. She even views my stories, so thanks. But
thanks for the credit.
Thanks for the extra view. No, she is really cool, and that's another thing, like, something that I hate. I don't want to be dating someone that, like, I can't show my friends.
No, Axel and Sebastian are.
Axel and Sebastian?
Yeah.
Sebastian's dating someone? Wait, no, Axel. No, Axel never.
Axel dated Zoe in middle school.
Yeah, but didn't they go the same?
What do you mean?
Zoe was in Cy Parks, right?
No, she's in Cy Springs. She's in Cy Springs.
No. They were in, like, the same school when they were dating, right?
Yeah, middle school, yeah. In Hopper. They were dating in 7th grade.
Wait, what about Sebastian? What happened with Sebastian?
Sebastian is dating this girl, I think, right now. I don't know if he was dating this girl right now or not. We don't know.
Bro, there was this girl in health class.
Mm-hmm.
She kept on staring at me and smiling. And then it wasn't until, like, like a month later that I saw that she was friends with Sebastian. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, maybe she, like, knew me from Sebastian. Or maybe she thought I was cute. I didn't know for sure, so I didn't go and talk to her. But I'll show you a picture.
Apparently, I'm trying to... Should I get, like, a date thing with my girlfriend, but she can't because of her strict parents. Like, crap.
Bro, she kept on looking at me smiling. Like every morning in health. Like, she was right. Like...
Shit.
Yeah, I was like, damn, she's actually kind of cute. But then I was hanging out with Tatiana at the time.
Oh, God.
We started to become, like, friends. So people probably thought that we were dating.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Just so you know, I'm, like, literally the latest guy in there. I'm, like, if you guys talk about this thing happening a long time ago, I was like, dude, I didn't know that. Until now, I guess I know myself. And you guys were like, yeah, we know, like, for like a week ago. I was like, shit. But, you know what we should talk about now? How we fucking met.
Bro.
The day we met each other. Middle school. Sixth grade. First period. 2016?
I think so.
In 2016? I mean, I think... Are you okay?
I'm dying.
You got the virus, huh?
No, too soon.
Okay, so the first time we met, I was... First day of school, I came to my first period. I saw a kid I'm sitting in front of the class. I was like, this guy looks chill. I sat next to him, met him and all that. Then I walked around. I saw my old friends, Logan, Joshua, some others. And Xavier here, a.k.a. Live E3 on school 27. But I'm going to call him Xavier because I don't care. So he came up to me and wait, what was your first thought when you saw me? And what was like your first thought when you were gonna talk to me? Like, what were you gonna say?
Bro, to be honest, I don't really remember.
Do you know?
Shit. Not like my first thought when I saw you. Like, what was your first thought when you saw me? Because
like,
I was
like, dude, just,
I was like, that guy's chill.
No, I said, like, dude, you look chill, crazy, and like most fucking fun to hang out with. Like your voice, like the way your outfit looked and the way you, like, your style was, like, dude, this dude knows how to fucking party.
Oh, like, bro, there's no way, like, that guy's not chill. Like that, like,
I'm a chill guy. It's because I'm a chill guy. It's because my anger person, it's because, like, I have a bad anger issue. Like, if I get mad, like, you know how people get mad from here, from 0 to 100?
Mm-hmm.
I get mad from above that shit.
Yeah,
and like, dude, it's hazardous. But anyway, one time, we were having normal classes and stuff. We were trying to, like, this was before we started talking to each other. Like, we just met each other. We're like, okay, cool. I know this guy now and all that. And I had some other friends at PE. And we met, and that's when we met Noodles, aka Alejandro. Angel, Devin, Axel, Edward, Noodles / Alejandro, and that's it. Mm-hmm. That's when I met those guys. And then 7th grade, fucking, did we survive 6th grade? We survived that.
We survived.
7th grade, that's when I met McThick, aka Devin. The weirdest part, we were in the same lunch, gym line. We were like, you know how you have to sit in the line lunch?
Mm-hmm.
In gym? He was pretty much in front of me, like, I'm sitting here, and he's pretty much in front of me, like, crisscross applesauce, right in front of me. I'm like, oh god.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thought I was a chill guy, because, like, when I was, like, fucking around, like, I just took my phone out to play some music and shit, and he came to look at it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing about, oh, my God, middle school. Middle school was such a fucking ride for me. Okay, so, middle school...
I got rejected, like, multiple times in that year.
They hung out a lot, right? Yahir, Devin, Malachi, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I had those guys in Simmons... I have it in 6th and 7th grade in PE.
Yeah, they hung out a lot, and they were at the same lunch table, whatever. I wasn't.
Yeah,
I wasn't a part of their group yet.
Well, I was with you guys in the middle of 7th. I was sitting with you guys.
Yeah.
Pretty much on the beginning of 6th grade and the middle of 7th grade. Yeah, that's when Logan moved, and that's when I went to the others.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember, I knew everyone that was, like, in the group or whatever, like, in the boys. But I didn't talk to...
Like, yeah, you didn't talk to them because, like, I don't know why. Why didn't you talk to them?
Because, like, I don't know. I always thought, like, okay, so before middle school, me and Malachi and this guy named Devin, he was blonde. He was the blonde Devin.
There's two different Devins. One has black hair, one has blonde hair.
Yeah. Okay, so the blonde hair was mine and Malachi's friend. Okay, so... We always thought, I know, we were young, it was dumb, whatever. We're gonna take over this middle school.
Like, was he in Hopper?
Yeah.
He was?
In 6th grade. Oh. But what's it called? We're like, we're gonna take over this middle school. That was our number one thing.
Dude, you think you fucking took care of the fucking...
We low-key did, because I had my friends, right, at Kaylee, Victor, Jose... Ruben, Shoemaker.
There's two Victors in the story. Sorry, yeah. No.
So I have
the better
group.
One.
I have my group, right? And then
I had a
and then Malachi had the funny group. Malachi had like,
Kaylin, Alejandro, Juan, the other Juan Medina, Juan Cux.
Yeah.
Me.
So whatever.
Actually, well,
and then so that was already two groups. And then Devin, blonde Devin, was the popular group. He had like Ariana, Lewis, like a whole bunch of like popular groups. So we literally basically all just split up in our group, mm-hmm. and then we just like.
Populated.
Yeah, we just fucking populated in our own groups.
You know what's funny? I like how us, we never populated. Dude, you know what's weird about my lunch table in middle school? In this grade? So, pretty much everyone I knew since like middle from elementary middle school were sitting in the exact same table where I'm at. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just didn't... I didn't... It's not like I didn't like you guys. It was just like... That's Malachi's group.
I pretty much go to different places in different lunch areas, pretty much.
Yeah, it wasn't just until, it wasn't until 7th grade when I broke up with that one girl that I was like, that I was like, I feel like I need to start coming into this group. Yeah. Like, I need to, like, migrate. And then that's when me, you, Logan, and Clyde...
Clyde is a Filipino short man.
Yeah, he's, like, one of my best friends.
Should we just, like, tell them how we had fun in fucking years? And let's go. Remember that? Okay. Now we're gonna go to our friend Logan. He invited us to a nice sleepover, which I didn't know. That's when I dyed my hair blue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I dyed my hair blue. These motherfuckers call me Smurf 24/7. I'm actually surprised no one called me fucking Marge fucking Simpson. Like, Jesus Christ. So they invited us to party. I was like, okay, I'm here to party. Then we all go home, right? And, like, I don't know. I think, was it you or was it Logan that told me you're staying over for the night? And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm staying over from the night. I was like, is my blue hair gel here? Yeah, I was like, yeah. So I did it, and I did my hair and shit, and it was blue. And I got here, like, all packed up and shit. I was like, guess who's back, motherfuckers? And everybody was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And we had fun. We started playing basketball first.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, was it? Yeah, basketball. And Clyde challenged Logan's... okay. Okay, we have two different stories of how it ended, but I think we've seen it different perspectives. Mm-hmm. I was pretty much sitting down the whole thing watching it. Where were you?
I was a little bit of playing basketball, and then I stopped and paused.
Okay, so look, I'm going to do it on my perspective. So, Clyde, short Filipino man, told Logan, his cousin, Adrian, a tall motherfucker, to come beat the shit out of him. He pretty much pulled a Jackie Chan. He lifted his knee up, right?
Yeah.
He pretty much lifts his knee up, does a little spin, freaking Adrian gets down because he hit him in the stomach, and all of a sudden, he pulls his elbow back and hits him directly to the nose so hard, everybody was like, yo, what the hell, are you okay? Like, the hardest, dude, I can't even hear the freaking, I was like, dude, that shit hurt it, dude.
Yeah, bro. Okay, so from my perspective, what's it called? So we were playing basketball.
It started bleeding after that, like for yeah. In the next 4 minutes, it started bleeding.
We were playing basketball, right? And then, Clyde was talking about how he took karate. So yes. Then,
yes, forget about that.
And then Adrian was like, "Oh, you probably like can't
a
do anything to me."
A tall motherfucker.
Yeah, he was like, "You probably can't do anything."
You see, the thing is,
Clyde was like, "All right,
bet." So, all right, bet.
So what's it called? I literally look away for 1 second and then look back, and I just see fucking Clyde hit him like
directly on like almost like turning, looks like he's gonna.
No, no, like when he like got him to lean forward. I don't know if it was in the balls. I think it was in the balls.
I think it was in the balls.
But he hit him in the balls. And then he just fucking, like, swung around, just fucking elbowed him straight in the fucking face, bro. He's, like, started bleeding. He was like, oh, wait, hold on.
The weirdest part is that he started bleeding, like, 5 minutes ago. After that, he was all fine. And that's, like, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
He started, like, bleeding. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. He was like, hold on. And then, eventually he started bleeding. And I was like,
dude,
Clyde's my friend. like we didn't know it yet. Like, we didn't really know each other.
We didn't know
yet.
Him. Who met him? Logan met him, right? Logan met him first.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but what's it called?
Yeah, Logan met him. You met him, and then I met him.
Yeah, yeah. He was really close friends with Logan. Him and Yahir didn't really get that close.
I mean, it's because we barely talk to each other. We don't have money coming.
Yeah.
Just so you know, me and Logan have been friends since second grade. So.
Yeah, him and Logan have been friends as long as me and Malachi.
So, fucks with it.
Yeah.
So, you got problems with it? Fucks with it.
Yeah. But what's it called? Yeah, so, speaking of Clyde, me and Clyde became best friends. And, well, I met him after the breakup. After the breakup, we went outside. We kept on going outside, and...
Oh, no wonder Milo was like, where the hell are you guys
and
on?
Then we kept
no, actually, on... wondering where you guys were.
Yeah, what's it called? No, remember when it was me, Clyde, Logan, and then maybe you, or no, maybe you left already, but it was me, Clyde, Logan, and Ruben, I know for sure.
Yeah, Ruben was with you.
We were outside.
I was like, wondering, where the fuck are you guys?
Yeah, and then, my ex was behind me, so that was kind of embarrassing.
Was I there?
Huh?
Was I there?
I don't remember.
I forgot, dude.
But what's it called? So my ex was kind of behind me, so we were like, hey, fuck it, dude. We just fucking kept, like, fucking around. Like, we just pretended like they weren't there. But yeah, when I first met Clyde, he wasn't anything special. I know that kind of sounds fucked up, but he wasn't anything special. He was just, like, another person.
Like, kind
of
cool.
And to be honest, it was kind of annoying. Because literally every single joke that we made, after he was like,
in the Philippines.
Anyways, so in the Philippines,
he always, and, bro. Like, if you bring up something, he's like, yo, so in the Philippines, we've done this shit before.
Bro, it was so, it was actually so annoying. But I was like, I grew to love it when we actually became friends. Because when we actually became friends, we were friends through like me, him, and Kaylee. And there was this girl named Kaylee that I was really good friends with. We stopped being friends like mid eighth grade, it doesn't really matter. I don't know why I said that. But yeah, me and
I'm a late guy. I'm late, ladies and gentlemen. Just so you know, I'm a late guy, so I'm slowly learning now that
I know
shit just went down.
I know why I said that now. Okay, so me and Clyde were like good friends, right?
Yeah.
And then I always like had Kaylee because I met her in sixth grade. So
don't forget about Jose.
Yeah, fuck Jose.
Remember that time I got the police caught on him?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, I was just roasting the shit out of him, because I never roasted no one before. And now I was like, I swear to fucking God, I'm literally going to rip your fucking eyes. I was like, whoa, hey. And the police lady heard what he was saying. He's like, you go to the office with me. I was like, what the fuck?
Shit. Yeah.
I literally got this man.
He always joked like that. I mean, there was one time where he, all right, whatever. I'm getting sidetracked. Okay, so what's it called? So I always depended on Kaylee, so I wasn't really, like, really, really big friends with Clyde. But, like, we were, like, we're good friends. It wasn't until me and Kaylee stopped being friends that I was like, all right, Clyde's my number one priority. Like, he's going to be my best friend. I don't care
what. I was about to say, number one priority. What is he, a fucking girl? What the fuck?
Anyways, so, oh yeah, with the Jose thing. Jose has always been aggressive. He's always, like, play-fighted, like, whatever. No, not play-fight. But, like,
almost fought.
Yeah. There was one time, and I remember it was in front of Regan and Kaylee. I'm just gonna say it, whatever. Kaylee.
I literally don't know.
Kaylee was my friend, and Regan was my girlfriend at the time. And he kept on fucking with me. So, like, literally, like, he wanted to fight. So I literally just fucking pulled his hood over his head and then just fucking punched him, like, 17 times. And then pushed him off his seat. We were at lunch. So, like, we're literally, like, sitting next to each other.
Were you exposed? Were you...
No, because no one saw. So, what's it called?
Holy shit,
like, he, like, kept on, like, messing with me. So, I literally, like, pulled it, like, the hood
over
his head.
The hood over
and
his...
fucking smacked, like, fucking hit him as hard as I could in the body, like, 17 times. And then pushed him off the fucking chair. And then, like, when he finally, like, undid the hood, he, like, sat back up. Because it's like Jose, he always, like, jokes around.
Yeah.
So, he, like, tried to, like, go back to joking stance. And he was like, oh, shit, AP, 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 stop. And I was like, all right, whatever. So, like, literally, like, Regan and Kaylee were like, what the fuck? Like,
that shit was just here from long. You were fucking fake, man.
Yeah, because, like, it's just so fucking annoying. So, and then he tried to fucking mess with me in front of his crush, which was Kaylee. And then my girlfriend, like, come on, bro. Like, it's not a good look for either of us. What the fuck are you doing? I guess it's a good look for me because I just beat your ass. But, like, come on, bro.
I mean, the best part is none of those fuckers are going to listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true. None of them are going to listen to the podcast.
Unless some guy...
Unless... Well, Regan views my story, so if she, like, skips to this part, or, like, comes to this and then skips to this part, whatever. Regan, anyway. Hi. We dated. Whatever. Okay. The breakup was with her, and it was unfortunate.
That's unfortunate.
We dated two times. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you guys dated two times. Why?
We don't talk about the second time.
Okay. Now, let's see my point of view. I'm gonna tell you guys about what happened at the gym. So, we pretty much get ready. We get to gym. We sit down. Coach just tells us what to do. Go to our lockers, change, get out, go outside, do some shit. Some of us do walk out. Some just walk around. One time I brought my speaker, bro. I went all out crazy when I had the speaker. It was kind of fun, ish. But then, when it was, like, the last day of school, one of our friends, the other Victor, brought a big-ass speaker. Like, I don't know how to give you an example, but I used to say, like, put two iPads stacking together and make it wide, pretty much. That much. But, yeah, it was pretty much crazy. What should we talk about now? Like, our high school lives, pretty much?
Fuck it, dude. Sure. Bro, my high school life is fucking weird.
Mine was crazy as fuck.
Shit. You want to go first or I go first?
You should go first.
Nah, I feel like you should go first.
Okay, first day, confused, didn't want to go. Sixth period, I had this fucker. Yeah. And we had fun.
Yeah.
Then... Manicure girl, dated her, and made a bad decision to break up with her on New Year's. Met another cute girl, second semester, and we started dating. Don't know yet. But us, the boys, we did some crazy shit. Our friend Malachi did the dumbest shit. He said, yo, let me bottle flip this milk.
He did that like three times, bro.
Let me bottle flip this milk three times. Drops it. Okay. I'm gonna literally knock off the ceiling tile off. He throws it, pops it off, goes back down. The whole milk explodes. We all look at each other.
We fucking book it, bro.
No. We looked at each other for 2 seconds. We're like,
out of there. Dude, we just fucking saw it. And then as soon as we looked at each other, we just fucking ditched. Everyone was looking at us. We just fucking dipped, bro. We were like, nope, fuck that. That was not us.
Like,
we
imagine,
don't know each other.
Like, we pretty much ran like it was Scooby-Doo. We all split up in
like
better ways.
Ass, bro.
We were like, bro, scattered.
You're like, God fucking damn it, again.
Bro, we were like, we went to the other way. We were walking by, right? And you know what we said? Bro, they caught us in the cameras, bro. We gotta be like criminals. We gotta hide our jackets and stuff.
Yeah.
We were all wearing jackets all the time. I said, bro, everyone just take your jackets off and just walk in their home.
I was like, bro. I don't know any of these people. Okay, I'm gonna go into more depth of my high school experience. Fuck, bro.
This happened twice. Our other friend Axel, so Malachi was flipping it again. Another piece of milk. He's like, so he drops it. Axel picks it up. Hey, Malachi, he says, hey, can you pass it to me? Yeah, sure. He doesn't even pass it to us. He doesn't pass it. This motherfucker throws it to the wall. Boom, it exploded.
He was like, hey, can you pass it to me? Literally, all you see is him just. Like, pick just, it up.
It throws it.
Look at Malachi. It's fucking
throws
it at the wall. And,
and we were like, not again. Right when I ran, I was like, God damn it, not again.
I was like, God fucking damn it, Matt. Like, I just want to sit at my table. I can't wait for us to get back to school because I want that to happen again. I fucking miss school, bro. So fucking much.
I like how in elementary we were like, bro, I don't want to be here. I want to go home already. Now that we're already here, bored at home, we should just go back to school.
I'm starting to dream about school. Yeah. Alright, so anyways, my high school experience. Oh, fuck, bro. It started off weird. Of course, I didn't know where to go. That if it depended on my life, I could not find my first period. My first period was ass. Second period was just regular gym.
And biology, first period.
Oh, wait, no. Second period was choir. Ugh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I got orchestra fifth period.
And I learned that I don't like choir. I was in choir for, like, all of middle school. And I think the only reason was because of Miss Price. Yeah. Bro, Miss Price has these big ass tits, bro. I'm not joking. Like, dead ass. Anyways, so I don't really like choir anymore.
I think I need to censor that.
But, okay, she had these big ass knockers, bro. Bro, dead ass, bro. I only liked choir because of that. Alright, so anyways, third period was...
I've been in orchestra since the whole middle school and I'm still hearing it. Yeah. I might do it for the whole year because if you do a...
fine arts.
Yeah, you get a fucking jacket.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm like...
But what's it called? Third period, I have with Juan, Ruben, and
Axel. Second period, I have algebra. I have Malachi.
Oh, what's it called?
Third period, I have French. That shit.
Axel. Axel, me. Axel's friends. Mm-hmm. We like... And Juan. We all played tag. So fucking fun. It was fun, bro.
What period was it?
Third period. And gym. But what's it called? So fucking fun, bro. And then Axel pussied out and didn't want to play. And then we kept on, like, coming up with these rules, like, oh, I need to, like, tie my shoe, like, you can't get me. So, like, we just, like, used that as an excuse, and then we just, like, stopped playing eventually.
Hmm. what was I supposed to say? Bro, French, it's boring as fuck. Don't take it. I took it, because I was forced to be in it. But I'm actually learning good French. I still remember some of the fucking words.
Bro,
I can literally speak in fucking in a sense.
Different languages. Spanish, I took 7th and 8th grade. Cheated off of Clyde in 7th. Cheated off of Ian in 8th. Bro, I passed that shit. I don't know how. But
You want me to talk to you like in the French, like in a sense?
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to just talk to you like in French?
Sure.
Like, you want me to say some shit like in French?
I got you. Portal. I know that's a door. I win.
You know in French, when you say baby seal, it's baby fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So you want me to like speak a sentence of French?
Sure.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Victor. Je joue aux vidéos, et au cinéma, et avec mes amis, et le week-end. Mon favorite sport est la nage et football.
That was a whole summary, my guy.
For fucking 7 words.
What's it called? Oh, yeah. Carmen finally opened it 12 Jesus minutes ago. I already said I was gonna say names.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, anyways, so... Oh,
I want to guess why the Axel pussy out. He was it too much, huh?
Yeah, he's a bitch. Anyway. So, it started off, high school started off with the boys, you know. I'm going to get as close with the boys as I can. And I accomplished that. But, like, I don't know. It just felt like something wasn't right. I don't know what it was. So, then I was like, alright, whatever. Like, I'm going to start focusing on girls.
Anyway,
because that's my second choice. So,
apparently,
there's this girl.
Elementary, middle school, I get rejected a lot. This year, like middle school year,
there's this girl. I don't know if I should say her name. Do you have a quarter?
I do. It was a quarter. Here it is, right there.
Okay, heads, I say her name. Tails, I don't.
I don't want to do it in my. Never mind.
Okay, I don't. Okay, so what's it called? There's this girl.
Motherfucker, London.
In my 7th period. And she was so fucking cute. She sat next to me, and she was like, we were both quiet.
Motherfucker got a boner, damn shit.
But she was friends with my other friend Caesar. She.
Which one?
I don't know his last name.
What does it look like?
One ear. Hold on, I have some old stuff. But whatever, what's it called? So she was friends with my friend Caesar. So I was like, I don't know, maybe they have a thing. So I just like didn't make a move. And Marlboro Nights, you know that song that, what's it called? When I first discovered that song, I was thinking of her. So, what's it called? So, yeah, I,
I liked her a lot, but it didn't happen. There's this other girl that came into the situation. Her and her boyfriend broke up. So I was like,
my time to shine.
That's the one. So, for some reason, she automatically started liking me too. And that was weird to me. I didn't know how to react because
no, you had like a little spidey sense of
it. Yeah, because we're playing like Hangman, and then I was just like sitting there, and then she like leaned her head on my like on my arm because like I was sitting like on a table, and then she'd be sitting.
Do you put your head on her arm?
No, because I was like taller than her. Because I was on a table, she was on a chair. So I was like,
okay. Was her head here? And did you put your head on top of her?
Like her. Yeah, it was like on my arm.
Why didn't you just fucking?
Bitch, I'm getting there. Okay, so the next day, right, we kept on playing Hangman and just like kept on advancing. Like one day, like she put her head on my on my shoulder, so I put my head on her head. And then there's one day where like we're playing Hangman and I was just like sitting in a chair, and then she started holding my hand out of nowhere, and I was like,
dang.
I was like, okay, whatever. And then like.
You don't even need to pull. You didn't even have nothing. You just had to.
I didn't even have to do nothing.
You didn't have to pull. You just had to wait.
I was big chilling.
And big vibing.
And then, I've always been stupid.
I can tell because I know you're just middle school motherfucker.
I've always been stupid, and I'm not like talking like.
Retarded, too stupid. Like, retarded.
Yeah, I'm not talking like I'm too stupid to notice that she didn't like me because. I mean, that she likes me, because she obviously likes me. But, like...
Did she like her?
Oh, yeah. I was fucking obsessed with her. But then...
Oh, God, is it?
We fucking... It was near finals week. It was before winter break. We took finals for that class.
Piece of hub.
And I got kicked out of that class.
What class was it?
Geometry.
Fucking... K-level?
K-level.
Shit, I got algebra.
So I fucking got kicked out, and then I went into on-level geometry with sophomores, but whatever. So me and her didn't have the class together, so that sucked.
Did you get her phone number?
Huh?
Did you get her phone number or something?
I got her Instagram.
Nice.
And Snap. But what's it called? So I was obsessed with this girl. Like, I don't know what it was, but this girl... I was so obsessed with her, right? Mm-hmm. And you're about to know who the girl is. So so then...
My spices are tingling. Oh, no.
Fuck. You know who it is. So I was like, okay, you know what I should do?
What?
I should invite her to my birthday party.
You were su puta madre, wey.
And she shows up.
She did?
Yeah.
I there?
Yeah. What's it called? Okay, so I was outside.
Wait.
I was out. Okay.
Oh wait.
Hold on. I was outside with friends, and then there's a knock at the door. My parents tell me, so I go inside, open the door. Hey, Shoemaker, what's up? How's it going? Oh, hey, Carmen. This guy's face. Hey, Carmen.
Wait, so he was behind. She was behind him. Because I seen her before, and she's fucking short as fuck. So I'm pretty sure she was behind him. She was like, yo, I'm just high behind you. So like,
I was like, hey, Shoemaker,
hey, what's up, man? Oh, Carmen's here.
I was like, oh, hey, Carmen. And I was like,
boom, boom. Like
this just got so fucking
like, freaking Law and Order just, the freaking Law and Order just.
Because I didn't want to invite her to my birthday party, but like, I did not want to. I don't know. It was kind of weird.
Okay, wait, but did you, but you invited her though.
Yeah, I posted on my story. I made sure
you texted. You asked me if I can go. I was like, hell yeah.
I made sure that she knew. I was like, hey, if you're bored tomorrow, come to my birthday party. And then I like kept on putting that on my story until she responded. She was.
You know
like,
what's funny? You know how you had to sleep over in your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the party.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Logan were not sleeping at all. We were all wide awake. We were wide awake, both of us.
Bro, okay, hold on.
You know
what's
funny?
I'm getting that.
No. When you guys are sleeping, was it, bro? What's your phone percent? Oh, 10%. Mine was like on 20. Okay, I'm gonna go to the room, take Xavier's phone charger out, put yours in, and then come back tomorrow night. Come back, take one of the one of us phones was charging there, and one of them was charging outside, outside where we were sleeping at. So we pretty much took your phone out and charged the phone. We were like, bro, we're sneak as fuck. And dude, the toy gun that I had, dude, I accidentally touched it and it made a big. Shit. So loud. The sound effects were so loud.
So yeah, she came in, and I was like, holy shit! Like, I made sure that she knew she liked to come to this party, and she did. And I did not expect it for some reason. But what's it called? So we were literally outside just all talking, blah, blah, blah. And then we get around the campfire, start talking, blah, blah, blah. And then we go inside. And then
there's
a whole bunch of people on the couch, huh?
We started watching. We started playing music.
Well, yeah, we started playing music. So there's like a whole bunch of people on the couch.
It's a blockbuster.
And you guys can't see this. I was like really fucking close.
And guess what? I was in the story, so I knew what. I was literally sitting next to them.
I was really,
seeing the whole thing.
Okay, my guy. So we were really close. Like me and Carmen were really close. And then I was like, great. Like there's like too many people on the couch. So I was like, great. Now I have nowhere to put my arm. And then she was like, just put it around me. I was like. Okay. No.
You know what's funny? Okay, so the funniest part. Okay, so she's pretty much leaning on you, like she put like her back on like part on the side of your left side of your fucking chest and shit. And I was like looking like, damn, my nigga, like my dude's trying to. He has his arm around her, and I look around. I was like, is anyone noisy? Devin's like fucking. Devin's holding a cup. Points. So he's like. I'm like, I know this.
Just blank face.
I was like, I know this motherfucker's looking at too. I know he's noticing it. He was like.
But yeah, what's it called? So I was literally just like chilling. I was big chilling with Carmen. And what's it called? We were like. I was literally just like had my arm around her, and then it was literally the greatest night, and I was so excited.
So bro. Devin was pretty much like, bro, he was like, so wait, this is Devin cross-sided, right? Because that's like a messed up eye and shit.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because when I saw him, he was like his left eye was looking the other way, and he's looking my ass. He was literally slowly pointing. He was like. Fuck.
Yeah,
and I literally looked at Xavier. Like 2 or 3 minutes later, he gets a message from Devin. He's like, bro, I want you to fucking pull up. I said, bro, you should just pull her right out. And I look at Xavier's phone. I'm like, yeah. I touched Xavier's hand. I was like, do it. And Xavier was like, nah, I don't wanna. And as soon as everyone left, Devin and I was like. You're a fucking pussy.
Bro, no. Okay, so this
is what happened. I didn't say that. He said it was a
break. No, this is what fucking happened, right? So, literally, it was the dumbest question, so I didn't want to answer it. And plus, I was kind of fucking scared. So what's it called? I had my arm around her, blah, blah, blah. Like, we were just, like, chilling. Like, we shared cake, blah, blah, blah. Yes, with the same fork. Ooh, gang shit. But, what's it called? But, yeah. She was like, so... Who do you like? I was like,
who she said that?
Yeah, and
was
then like,
no, deadass.
I swear to God,
was
she
that,
was like,
she was that there like, when she said it? Because I have good hearing, but I never.
I had my arm around her like this, bro, and then she was like, someone mentioned like a crush, and mm-hmm. She was like, oh yeah, you've been posting things about your crush. Who do you like? And I was like, and then like I looked at you, Jose, and then he was like, you're joking, right?
Jose knows? Serrano? Jose, the guy that was at the party.
Oh, yeah.
You knew? Yeah. So she said, who do you like? And so she was like, watching the TV,
he
was like,
yeah, he was like,
you're fucking kidding me right now.
Yeah, he was like, you're joking, right? And then she was like, what? And I was like,
nothing. I was like,
and then she was like, like, who do you like? Like, you still haven't told me. Like, you're supposed to tell me. And then I was like, and then, Serrano. He was like,
wait, is he related to this girl named Isabel Serrano? No. Because they both got the last name.
Yeah, I know. But what's it called? He was like, he has an arm around me.
And then she was like, and I was like,
you son of a bitch.
And then like we like kept on like, and we just like kept on like going back.
Yeah, honestly, that kick was the bomb.
And then eventually Jose was like, he likes you. And then
stop.
And then what's it called? And I was like, oh well, thanks, man. And then she was like, really? I was like, yeah, I like you. And then she like just got out of a breakup, so she just like went back to resting her head on my. She like went back to resting her head on my shoulder. And then she went back to like leaning forward, like kind of leaning towards me. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to leaning on her head, and then like she didn't say anything. So Jose was like, damn, that's a rejection. And I was like, no, there's no way
that's a rejection. That can't be a rejection, though. She's still, yeah, if like, she's still doing that, that means she still likes you.
Yeah, I was like,
if she rejected you, she would have like literally told you to get your arm off her arm and just fucking go to a different seat.
Yeah. Exactly. So I was like, I was like, there's no way this is a rejection.
Exactly. This can't be a rejection.
I was like, whatever. Like, whatever. So like we just like kept on chilling, I guess.
Yeah.
And then like eventually like she was like, I wanna go to sleep. I was like, go to sleep.
That's what she had her clothes right. I looked at her, she was why is her eyes closed? I was like, oh, she's sleeping, that's a good shit.
Yeah, I was like, I want her to be comfortable. So if she wants to go to sleep, then I want her to go to sleep in my arms. Yeah, so anyways, just wait for this train wreck. Okay, so after the party, right? There was a whole bunch of shit. Right? By the way, she just got out of a breakup. I don't know. I probably mentioned that like 3 times.
Yeah, you mentioned it like 7 times, right?
But, because it's important to the fucking story, my guy. So, after the party, I was like so fucking hyped, and then I wanted to go to sleep. But we started texting. She was like, hey, fuck, I should probably search for this.
Nah, fuck.
Hold on. You tell your, like, your perspective.
Oh, I had fucking front row seats. Seeing the cutest couple, the cutest next generation couple of my life. I was like, my brain was like, my boy trying to pull. I'm like, I'm actually happy with this man. Like, he likes her. I don't know if she likes him, but that's a story for another day. I look around, nobody's noticing. Logan was like this. He looks right at them, like directly at them, and he's like,
he's like, just he's shrugs like, his fucking
shoulder. No, he doesn't shrug. He's like this. Looks at you and just turns away. Ignores it. Ruben and Shoemaker, aka Isaiah, they just looked at you guys and just ignored it pretty much. But me and Devin, we were like, Devin was like, he had like an open mouth of surprise. Like, what the fuck? I was just like, I'm actually happy. Like, sure. But, dude, apparently the campfire, the we could have burned your fucking house.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty much they have a barrel. They lit it on fire in it. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. Don't lit it too much. We're like, okay. So we went outside. It was freezing cold. It was like during December. And we did it, right? And pretty much one of the idiots, I forget, did they put those light up stuff in there? And this shit got the biggest
fire. Oh, yeah,
the
fucking, the nightsticks.
Yeah, they put...
The glowing nightsticks.
Yeah, they pretty much threw it in there, and that shit went huge.
Yeah, bro.
And, after that, there was a broken piano you guys had, and I was like, I want to take it apart and just put it in the fire. So, like, stand anymore. And we did. And, all of a sudden, how should I say it? The barrel started to turn into charcoal.
Yeah, bro.
So pretty much, as soon as like someone kicked it under it, it started to fall apart slowly. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It literally just like tipped over.
Still trying to find this message, huh?
Yeah. Makes sense. Literally just like tipped over, and I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, everyone was like, because as soon as she left, I was like, I don't care what the fuck anyone catches me doing. I don't have to be embarrassed. These are my friends. So like as soon as she left,
Devin,
I was like, this is like, I'm gonna act like me now. I'm not gonna act like this player with this girl that I really like. Like I'm gonna act like
Good old dumbass me. And
if you guys didn't see my perspective, he literally put fucking on quotations, chill guy.
Oh, yeah, there's no chill guy, whatever.
Player. And he just did it again. So much.
Chill guy.
Chill guy.
But no, what's it called? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to be, you know, dumbass me. And
dumbass you. Lippity doopity.
Dumbass me. And wow. It was great because she left and I felt like I was accomplished and I was also being dumb with my friends. So I feel like I want to forget that party because me and her.
It was a cool party.
But most of the time, like, I spent with her. So I was like,
it didn't matter. At least we had fun.
No, like, I'm telling you right now.
Dude, you had fun with her? Like, during party? Dude, at the night when she left, dude, we cracked that shit up, bro.
Bro.
We went crazy.
Yeah.
We pulled a kamikaze.
But yeah, what's it called? So, it was a fun night. I don't really, I rarely talk about what happened with me and her. Because she got back with her boyfriend, and I really...
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah, it was
fuck.
Fucking tough. It was, that literally fucking broke my heart. But, that's why I don't talk about... Wait, hold on. Nope.
Wait, is that the one? Nope.
Literally still trying to find the text I was talking about earlier. You guys don't see, but, oh, wait, shit. No. Anyways...
But yeah. I think
about the party.
Mm-hmm.
So there's there was a lot of controversy at the party. It was. Oh yeah. So then we started texting, right?
Yeah.
And we started to like get close. And oh, fuck. And, what's it called? And we got so fucking close. And
you sent our messages? Oh, fuck.
We got so fucking close. And then there was a fucking... She just texted me out of nowhere. And then she was like, hey, I think we're moving too fast.
Like, who you know the boyfriend?
She texted me.
She was but who did she mean it to? You or her boyfriend?
No, she wasn't dating anyone at the time.
No, who the fuck did she send it to for?
What?
I'm confused. Did she send it to you? Like, when she meant this is going too fast to you or what?
Yeah.
Oh, I got confused for a second.
She wasn't dating anyone.
I got confused for a second.
Oh, but yeah. What's it called? So, we kept talking and eventually, I'm not going to go into big detail, but... she got back together with him, and I started dating my current girlfriend, and that's basically been my a lot of my high school experience is just stressing over that, and I'm like feeling like heartbroken by that, because that was really fucking tough for me, and. What's it called? So yeah, that was really fucking tough. I had Shoemaker just like make sure I was okay, and I also had Malachi. But besides that, like, it really just fucking hurt. That's basically been all of my high school. Like, the main part of my high school. So that is really fucking
For me, I was pretty much the same shit working on grades and shit. But I had to do some cool stuff inside, like, you know, with boys,
mm-hmm.
try to find a relationship, and that's it pretty much. I do know, if you guys don't know or do know, I am in the swimming team,
mm-hmm.
and these motherfuckers make fun of me every time, because yes. They think I wear tights, but I do not.
You wear tights.
I do not wear tights.
Mm-hmm. You wear tights.
Fuck off.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what's it called? So, I know. God dang, he keeps on reminding me of the time. I know we're running late, but I'm still trying to find this. So basically, she just texted me. Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. We'll just make it part two.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our episode of The Return of the Shallows. It's just us two, pretty much. We'll see you in the next part two.